There were some very special shows on TV tonight, keying off on the recent Superstorm Sandy. And the great documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is back with a two-night special on PBS. Matt Rausch is TV Guide entertainment editor. Matt, let's start with Ken Burns' new two-parter called The Dust Bowl. Is it worth watching?
I've often, it airs tonight and tomorrow night, and I've often referred to him as the poet laureate of American history on television, for sure, and ever since the Civil War. And this is a much smaller piece. It's only 4 hours, which for him is like, you know, almost like an afterthought, because his stuff tends to be very epic. But this still feels quite epic, and coming on a night when, as we will soon discuss, there's a lot of programming devoted to the impact of Hurricane Sandy. This is another look at a major environmental catastrophe. This one's sort of man-made, because this happened in the Great Plains states, which probably shouldn't have been farmed the way they were farmed back during the Depression era. But these homesteaders, they staked their claim, and then when a drought happened, just all of the worst calamity came upon them. And this is told mainly through oral history. People who were there, children at the time, now in their 80s, talking very vividly about the memory of these black blizzards, the dust storms that obliterated the sun, and they had to wear cloths over their mouths to be able to breathe, and they lost family members to what they called dust pneumonia. It's a very grim story, but with the use of photography, with these very colorful stories being told by these people who were there, it is the kind of thing that Ken Burns does like no other, and it's a masterful piece of work, and it also reminds you that we are always at the beck and call of Mother Nature at her most relentless, and this is one of those stories.
And what is it, Nova and another program on Discovery, I guess, featuring shows on the Superstorm Sandy?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually, that 3 weeks after the terrible event that wrecked the East Coast and Eastern Seaboard, that as we're still digging out, a lot of these specials are taking a look at the science of the storm, how the storm happened, why all of these things came together to make this such a sort of a deadly and historic event. Nova, which is a great science series on PBS, is taking a look at what they call Inside the Megastorm. Discovery is devoting an hour to it tonight on their ongoing Curiosity series. And History Channel and National Geographic TV both also have specials tonight on it. I'm not sure why it all happens tonight and why this particular weekend was seen as the one where everybody wanted to put their specials on. But if you are still fascinated by this story, which is still having a great impact in the region that I live in outside of New York City. So it is probably going to be very interesting TV, but I would probably go with Nova first because they will probably have the most compelling experts. But this is also going to have a lot of documentary footage of the coverage of the time, the people who are covering it on their cell phones, the people who lived through it, their stories as well. So there's a lot of angles to have on that story, and it'll be everywhere you look on TV tonight.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like a little different when you talk about reality TV. That's real reality, the big story.
True reality TV, and of course, you know, you got Ken Burns giving you the big picture.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, he is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.